Welcome back to the Early Retirement Podcast. Today's episode is not your traditional episode where I'm doing a deep dive on a specific topic. It's more of an announcement episode. And the announcement is that I have one ebook that is currently out right now. It's that complete guide for an early retirement. I have a new ebook out, and that is a complete guide to navigating health insurance for an early retirement. That is one of my top five asked questions, which is, Ari, what on earth do I do? Because I have health insurance right now. My spouse wants to retire as well. And what are we going to do about health insurance until age 65 when we can be eligible for Medicare? So that is what I go through in this ebook. So today I'll just highlight why I think this is so important, and then absolutely want to make sure that all of you can go into the description and download that ebook. That is, of course, for free. I want to make sure that you get this information, that it is helpful to you. So my goal, if you don't already know, is to help a million people retire early with confidence, but not retire early on paper. It's one thing to retire early before age 65. It's another thing to do it and not second guess going out to eat or taking that big trip or doing what it is you've been putting off for so many years. I don't want you to retire early on paper, as unfortunately many people have done, but then they go, you know what, let's not go out to eat, or you know what, let's push back that trip, and they just keep pushing it back, and then health gets worse, and now all of a sudden that they retired early, but now they're wondering if they're going to be okay later in life. And to me, that's just not a successful early retirement. So why do I bring this up? Well, if you're 60 or 55 or 50 going, I don't want to retire at age 65, I want to retire sooner than that, but I also never want to run out of money. Well, that's exactly what I focus on in this podcast. What I want to specifically talk about today in these just couple of minutes with you guys is that with an early retirement, I often will see people hesitant to retire early because of that health insurance component, which I understand. But for people that come to me and they have a few million bucks and they are confident about what they want to do in retirement and they do have a good sense and they've saved and invested well, and they're, for example, age 60, going, hey, between myself and my spouse, it's going to cost us $800 a month on just the private insurance marketplace. That's $1,600 every single month. Can we afford that for 5 years? So if we're 60, 5 years of, call it $1,600 a month, that's $19,200 a year times 5 years, $96,000, call it $100,000. Are we going to be okay? And for some people, it's no. An extra year of work really makes a massive difference. But to me, that's still giving you confidence because you can retire 4 years earlier than the traditional age, and you know you've got one more year of work. For some people, it's a few extra years of work. For others, it's, wow, that is a cost we need to make sure we're accounting for, but I absolutely have the funds to do it, and I can't get back those extra years of my life when I'm looking back going, well, you're telling me I have the funds to be able to do this? If you don't, it's a different conversation. You can invest differently. You can work longer. You can look at part-time income. You can spend less. You always have options, and that's the key to looking at retirement. And in early retirement, you can invest differently. You can look at tax strategy. There is so much that you can look into that so many people don't, because they either just don't know about it or they just don't want to screw it up, because you really have one go at this retirement thing. And like most of you are thinking right now, Ari, I do not want to have to go back to work because I didn't plan well later in life. And so of course, that's what I want to avoid for you as well. So I go into everything from individual health insurance to COBRA to state health insurance exchange. I put links in the ebook so you can run analysis on your end if that's of any interest. And if it's not, and you're like, hey, I want a specific custom strategy, that's of course what I help people to do. Now, I tell everyone, and I've been doing this recently, that you guys have been incredible. The podcast has reached over 150,000 downloads, which it was nowhere close to that in the first year of running this podcast. This was very much something I saw a need for. And so I was running with this podcast, doing what I thought was helpful, but it's because of all of your questions and support that it's grown into what it is today. And because of that, I work with a very limited number of people. So you, of course, if you'd like a custom strategy connecting health insurance to an early retirement and making sure that you're on track to, number one, never run out of money, but number two, not do just fine. Some people want to do fine. Other people want to optimize what they've worked so hard for. And that's, of course, what I love to do, if you can't tell already. So Yes, please go download this ebook. You will see that in the description of today's episode. Everything, like I said, Cobra, private marketplace, looking at part-time income, looking at membership plans, pros and cons of all of that. I've put that into a document, understanding health savings accounts, everything that you can think of, plus some pro tips about, okay, if we're going to do a Roth conversion, for example, what does that mean to my income? Okay, should I get a subsidy healthcare-wise? Does that make sense? What state am I in? How do I think through that? Should I use an HSA? Should I use an HRA, a health reimbursement account, which a lot of people overlook as well? Should I look at short-term insurance? Sometimes people are retiring just a few years until Medicare and they go, all right, I'm in good health and I just don't think I'm going to need coverage. So here's a really cheap option. You know, it really does depend. And the reason I get so passionate about this is because if I can give you one more year of your life showing you that you can retire early with confidence and go take the trips you want to do, or go take, for example, a job that's a whole lot less stressful that would also provide insurance, essentially swapping out coverage, but still you're allowed to do what you want to do, you're happier. To me, this is so important. And the reason for that is because I've had conversations recently, and that's why I'm probably more passionate than I usually am, where people have come to me and said, Ari, I've had a really serious health event go on, and I'm not expected to live until my 90s. Now, I don't know how long that will be, but I'm expecting early 70s or maybe late 70s at best. And because of that, I want to make sure I'm planning well for the next 20 years because I don't know how long I'm going to have. Now, that's a very dark subject to, of course, bring up, but it's very real. And for some of you, maybe planning to be able to take these amazing trips that you've been, you know, maybe putting off for so long, or take advantage of time with your spouse and just do what it is you want to do, you don't get these years back. And we can't quantify that loss. And what I want to make sure you're doing is, if you can retire early and do it with confidence, I want to absolutely go, yes, please do so. Here's that green flag that I give clients when I'm working with them. If you're just looking for some general guidance of, okay, how do I even start thinking through an early retirement? Where do I go for health insurance based on the coverage I need? This ebook is going to help you start thinking about this. So I know today, not your traditional episode going through a deep dive, but certainly important, and which is why I'm bringing that up today. So if there's any other questions, or you say, you know what, Ari, I've got another idea for an ebook that I really resonated with this previous one, here's what I think you could do a deep dive on, or here's a topic for a YouTube video, I am very open. I want to help as many people as possible retire early. You can always go to my website, earlyretirementpodcast.com, submit a question, and I will respond to that. I know a lot of you have been sending in questions. I am receiving those. Want to make sure that I'm prioritizing what I think would be most helpful for everyone. But I hope this episode was helpful and that you download the ebook. You'll see, as soon as you do download that ebook, an email will be sent to you where I'll ask you just one question, which is, what are you most excited to be doing in retirement if you no longer have to work? I don't say that to discourage any of you in case retirement is 5 or 10 or 15 years away, but it's to make it a little bit easier to do those 401k contributions, a little bit easier to do the Roth IRA contributions for maybe you and your spouse. Making it easier to keep doing those contributions, keeping that motivation high, because I promise there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And I have clients that, if you go to my YouTube channel, you can look at the comments there. You can go to Root, which is our YouTube channel as a firm. You can look at the comments there. People sharing their experiences of how they retired and what they're so happy they did and what they're so happy that they avoided. So my job here is to just absolutely give you more of your time back. That's why people say, are you so obsessed with an early retirement? No, I'm obsessed with the idea that you could spend more time doing what you care about most and not spending time worrying about your boss and worrying about, okay, how on earth am I going to meet this deadline? And my partner, James, will talk about this brilliantly, where he talks about, okay, now that you're retired, you have the freedom from your boss. You have the freedom from deadlines or waking up early or worrying on a Sunday night. But now you have the freedom to really explore what's most important to you. And it's not easy because you are now in control of your happiness. And I've seen that go really well, and I've seen it gone not so well. And where I've seen it gone really well is people are mapping out and really practicing retirement. Because if you're in love with golf and you retire and then all of a sudden you hurt your back, what on earth are you going to spend every day? What are you going to spend your time on? Other people, it's Ari, oh my gosh, I retired. I'm living in Idaho. I've always wanted to move to Hawaii. And they do it. And they're like, Ari, I really like this, but I like this for 6 weeks, not for, you know, the rest of my life. And now they're going to take a big hit if they want to sell and move back home. So it's just saying, can we be really wise and intentional about the decisions that we're making and really start thinking about an early retirement? Not saying you have to retire. If you love your job, great, please keep doing it. I want you happy. And if happy is working, great. If happy is shifting to another role that pays less but still shows that you're on track for whatever it is you want to do, great. That's what I'm on plan for as well. So to me, I'm always viewing this as a partnership. I know when I'm hosting these episodes, I'm of course doing them solo. I've got some more fun content coming to you. I did post on my YouTube community page that I will be doing a few general consultations, of course, nothing specific for compliance purposes, but I'll be helping some people with an analysis on where they are at in terms of their retirement situation. You can hear from them. So I will be doing a podcast with many of you that have reached out to the podcast or submitted a question saying, yes, Ari, this is of interest to me. I would be happy to kind of share my situation and where I'm at and get your general guidance. So I want to create content that I think resonates most with all of you. And I'm going to keep doing that. So if you have other ideas, I am, like I said, very open and always want to make sure I'm giving you guys exactly what you need so you can spend more time doing what you care about most. So that is it for today's episode. Just a quick announcement on my new ebook, which is, of course, I'm just going to look through this here. It's That Complete Guide to a Health Insurance for an Early Retirement. That is the title. You will see that in the description below. And as always, thank you for tuning into the show.
Thank you for listening to another episode of The Early Retirement Show. If you have a question that you want answered in a future episode, you can always go to my website, earlyretirementpodcast.com. That's earlyretirementpodcast.com. And you can go ahead and submit a question that I'll look to answer in a future episode. Thank you all for listening. Please do rate it, review it, and share it with someone who you think would benefit from this information, if there's anyone out there that you know. I certainly appreciate it, and I will see you all each week.
Hey guys, it's me again. Please be smart about this. Nothing in this podcast should be construed as financial, tax, or legal advice. Consult with your tax preparer or financial advisor before taking any action. This podcast is for informational purposes only.